Good morning, Orville. Today is Wednesday, 17th of August, and right now it's partly cloudy with 28 degrees Celsius. The forecast for today is thunderstorm, with temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds supposed to be blowing with 16 kilometers per hour. We have a 70% chance of precipitation, and later on we got a chance of a thunderstorm overcast with 60% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity with 78% will drop by noon on 64% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is vanishing gibbous and 90% of it is illuminated. Lavenir d'Orville Town Development Council invites us at Town Hall Conference Hall tomorrow, Thursday 18th at 4 p.m. where it will be a presentation of Mahalakshmi Park. The concept was created by three interns from the National School of Landscaping of Versailles, France. So Adrienne, Elsa and Sophie have been working on Town Development Council and Road Service, and Marie since June on a design for the Mahalakshmi Park, which will stretch from solar kitchen area to Arca. As you might remember, we celebrated World Bamboo Day last year as a whole day event, which ended with a dinner and fashion music presentation show at Visitor Center. For this year, Orville Bamboo Center prepared practically whole month in the spirit of awareness on bamboo. Through the September will be school projects, lectures and town hall, and everything will intensify last week before the actual World Bamboo Day, which is on 18th of September. Bamboo Center prepared 3 days workshop on furniture before the day, and on 17th and 18th of September they will present their products along with the workshops and children corner on the spot at the farm market at Visitor Center. Cultural event with bamboo music, fashion show and bamboo dinner will occur on Saturday 17th of September at Visitor Center. Volunteers are still welcome. At Svedam, Hibiscus Art Village project on Saturday 20th invites us to the music concert of Yemadas with songs from different traditions and cultures around the world, Africa, Brazil, India, Native America, rainbow gatherings. Dinner special buffet starts at 7 p.m. and music dance after the concert at 9:30 p.m. They charge in the entrance fee. For the newcomers and our relatives 50 rupees and for guests 100 rupees. On the same day, between 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Vindara Farm prepared Natural Living Saturday. And the Natural Living Saturday is the Terra Soil Community Day, and as such is meant to give a round and practical demonstration of what it means to follow Mother Nature's law and lead a commoner, simple life. For more information or registration to the event, they're asking you to call on 894-0871-895. At Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, every Tuesday and Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., Rainbow Child classes are reopened for kids from 6 to 8 years old. They will do yoga and energetic games and different styles of arts and crafts. They're asking you not to go through the gate of Bharat Newest Community, but use the new gate of the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. If you have any questions, contact Gala on 262-3423. Thursday, 1st of September, is the final date for submission for the Orvillians who would like to prepare a project proposal to be submitted through the project coordination group for either a micro project in the categories of women's development or informal education, or a project to be submitted to the Stitching the Desire for funding this autumn. If you have received funding for a project through the project coordination group in previous years, be certain that you have sent in a report for that project before making a new application for another project. If you are submitting a project that has anything to do with Orville or Orville Outreach Schools or students of any individual classes, your project is to be sent for review by the concerned schools and then to the Orville and or Outreach School boards prior to submission. School for Sustainable Management Orville is organizing course How to Facilitate Meetings Effectively from 26 to 27 4 p.m. Nahid, a young woman living at Joy College Guest House, is offering self-defense judo karate class for women and girls age 8 and above. Beginners are welcome. Nahid has been studying and sharing with others for 3 years. The class will be on Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. At Saturdays at 3 p.m. at 32 Dome, India's Silambattam Tamil Stick Fighting Martial Arts Champion will be giving classes for children. For any questions, you can call on 948-66-23749. Solar Kitchen posted a request. Many times, children and youth enter the solar kitchen compound and roam around there without knowing that it is, in some places, actually very dangerous. Solar Kitchen is cooking with high-pressure steam, which gets regularly adjusted by releasing the pressure to the outside, and if somebody is standing in this area, you can get serious burns. The same counts for the solar bowl area, as there are many electrical connections and cables which should neither be touched nor moved. It is damaging for the eyes if one looks without protection longer into the solar bulb during the sunshine. In the backside of the solar kitchen building there are all kinds of technical and electrical facilities including the wastewater treatment system. All these facilities are not open for the public for safety and hygienic reasons. They are asking and requesting all parents to explain to their children youth why the solar kitchen compound backside and its roof areas, of course Lateres is an exception, are not accessible for free roaming around. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an interesting film, His and Hers, made in Ireland in 2009 by director Ken Waldrop, and film is documentary in English. And tomorrow, at the same place and time, we can see a French movie, Imposture, made in France in 2005 by director Patrice Boucher, and this one is thriller in French with English subtitles. The soul is that which comes out of the divine without ever leaving him and goes back to him without ever ceasing from manifestation, wrote the mother in the words of the mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.